Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
And it is on. What is happening, everybody? Earful in the Emerald City. You're listening right now. We got a good one planned for you guys here today. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. Good to have you guys. How was your weekend? How did things go? Did you guys have fun? Did you do that thing that you were talking about?
They can't hear us.
That,
man,
you were thinking about doing? They know what I'm talking about, though. They know what I'm talking about. No, thank you guys for joining us here. We got a special show for you. We got all the usual ingredients here, but a special surprise for you, too. We got our second guest ever here, a good friend of mine, very funny comedian, guy I've known for a while here, and he's just an all-around good guy, and we got him on the show here today. Please welcome Mr. Marcus Netters to the program.
Ooh, hello,
Marcus. Hi, good to everyone. See you, big guy.
Oh,
good to see you.
Doing fantastic. Thank you for inviting me. I'm loving being here. It was a little bit of a trek.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I know we're in a weird spot as far as East and West Side goes. You know, race relations and distance. You know, the whole thing.
You are the second most important black guy on this show. I'm just saying.
Remember that.
Number two.
Remember that. You are the
second
most important black guy on this show.
That's fine.
Second
that's
most good. Hit person
we're
too. Out of
the
three.
Most amount of black people in Seattle, though.
This is true.
Yeah, super like
this is
north of Tacoma. Really.
Yeah, at least north of the Mason Dixon up here. You know,
there's a Mason Dixon up here.
Yeah, well, I think it's called Renton.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's the Mason Dixon line.
Shit, no, you won't see my ass in Renton.
Yeah. Oh man. No, but what's going on with you though, man? How you been?
Actually, I am currently in the middle of a move. Moving in the Emerald City is kind of a hassle because there's a housing thing that like a lot of people talk about up here, and there's no cap. The first house I lived in up here. Let me get this out. I lived in one of those house shares, which I guess what is it called? They made it illegal to do it anymore. Where people,
raided?
No, fuck it. No, it wasn't a brothel. They said it was illegal to have, like, people would buy those big-ass houses and they would turn the house into, like, section of rooms. Uh-huh. That was the first house I lived in up here.
Is it a cooperative or?
No. Okay. No, I wish it was. Man, we could be growing crops and corn and shit. No, it was.
Damn.
Right. It was nine of us in the house.
Nine?
There was nine of us, and my room was $500.
God dang, you living in the projects?
No, no, it was in Kirkland.
Kirkland,
right? Right? It sounds weird as shit.
God damn,
my house. There was nine froze. Dudes.
I'm anxious to see what Kirkland projects look like.
They don't exist.
No, I don't think they exist. It was still $500.
They look like middle class white kids.
No, it was a room. The house had. They turned the garage into three more bedrooms.
Three? Jesus. Yeah, was it a three-car garage?
No, it was a two-car garage.
Oh, my God.
So one car shy. No, apparently when I moved up here, apparently those became an illegal thing. Like, people couldn't do that anymore. But the people I moved up in here, they got grandfathered into it being okay. So I paid $500, and it was nine of us in this house. And I lived there for a while. And then we moved into me and one roommate and then one girl roommate from that house because she moved in, like, late. We moved into the next house. There was five of us, and I love this house. This house is amazing. I'm still in Kirkland until April 1st. And so we have to move, and I've been looking around to see how much places work. And one of the places I found was for $875, you get 167 square feet, which is a hotel room. And there's a 3D walkthrough of the room. It goes, it's an L. It goes to the bed, to the closet to your left, and you walk back, and it's the bathroom to your right, and there's a sink. The sink's not even in the bathroom.
What the fuck?
That's in Kirkland?
That's in Kirkland.
That's a fucking steal.
That's a That's
fine. That's a fucking steal,
that's
man.
That's some good real estate.
That's $5,000 a square foot.
You better
That is insanity. So I've been looking around for places to live, and it's been a hassle. I had one guy emailed, and he was like, I got a room in Kirkland, Juanita Beach, whatever, for $500. You just and he's like, wait till Friday. So I was like, oh, okay, I can wait till Friday. Tuesday, I get an email saying, the room's gone. I was like, motherfucker, why did you tell me to wait and you got rid of the room? Moving up here is a hassle because some places, it's not even, like, nice. There's some places in Kirkland, it's like, it's not even fucking, it's that zip code, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. So moving up here is kind of being a bitch.
And where are you coming from?
I moved up here from Colorado 3 years ago.
Colorado?
Yeah, Aurora. That shooting Aurora. Happened at the movie theater. And I was like, you know what? I think I had enough.
Were you there?
I was supposed to be. I actually...
I
ended up going to a Logic concert that night. There's a picture. Damn. I put up a picture on my Instagram.
How ironic. You went to Logic.
Fuck you.
That's good.
It was either that or a couple days later, I ended up going to a Big Crit concert. But
I like Big Crit.
Yeah, right? No shit.
I like Big Crit.
I ended up like posting like a picture of me saying like, you know, 1 year ago, I did one of those like fucking emotional Instagram pictures where it was like, 1 year ago, I could have been at the movie theater. Like my friends were there. Like one of his friends was in the shooting thing. And then like he got hit by the bomb. And then like my friend's sister's friend, she died. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, right?
That sucks.
That sucked, right? So I was like, all right, I think I had enough of Colorado. I was also done with the winter, man. It just, I couldn't deal with the snow. I was like, I'm done. I might not sound like it, but I am a person of color. I think I'm kind of done with this. And my friend who lived in Linwood moved from Linwood to Fort Collins. And I was like, I need to move, and I literally was working at AAA Colorado, and I was like, I think I'm done. I think I need to move somewhere, and he moved from there to here, and I was like, well, I'm going to move from Aurora to Washington. There might be a marijuana reason.
Is marijuana legal in Colorado, though?
We had it first.
Yeah, well, yeah. They technically beat us. Well, yeah, you guys did.
We had it first by like a fucking year or some shit. We had it first.
Okay, well, you know, we wanted to see what was going on there.
Colorado's like, oh, y'all motherfuckers are cool up north.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's really little difference between Seattle and Denver. There's really little. Like, it's weird to me. Like, they're very...
Is Denver super liberal, too?
Yeah, they just had their little voting thing, and Bernie won.
Their little voting
thing. Yeah, well,
he won Colorado, right?
Yeah, he won Colorado.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're very fucking liberal. So, I mean, they're very similar. Except up here, I was just like, I'd rather deal with rain. There we go. I'd rather deal with rain than I would with snow.
Yeah. It's a motherfucker either way, but... yeah, I agree. When it's cold out all the time, that shit just makes you achy. No. It's hard to drive on. You got to worry about slipping on some ice on the sidewalk and fucking wrecking your wrist. I mean, yeah, it's just
Subaru is a popular car in both places. It's not cold. It's negative degrees. Colorado gets negative. It's like negative two. You're waking up and it's like negative two. You're like, oh, my nose, my boogers in my nose freeze. You're like,
well, I lived in Texas for 18 years, and people, and I've talked to Slim about this, people do not understand how fucking cold it gets in Texas, because it's dry cold. It's not wet cold like it is in Colorado. It is dry cold. Cold. So when it gets down, to like in the teens, like 15 degrees.
The wind chill and shit.
If you don't have any gloves on, it feels like 1,000 it's fucking terrible. Needles
yeah.
are hitting you.
Yeah, it's the worst. No, Colorado's dry. It's dry cold. It's a prairie.
Oh, it is dry cold.
Yeah, we're dry cold. We're just like Spokane. Like it's the same. It's like literally.
I've never been to Spokane.
Oh,
I have not.
Been there once. It was Spokane.
I don't know if I want to go to Spokane because I dealt with 18 years of. Being around conservative, narrow-minded assholes, and I heard in Texas.
No, but Spokane's nice. They hire people to be in the NAACP.
let's not
equal opportunity employers. Hey,
I know where you're
for that.
Yeah,
I know where you're going with that, and I'd rather you not.
They're open-minded. That's what I'm saying.
Spokane open-minded. That's not what I've heard.
I'm just saying she happened to You know, that's a... All right, so anyway, no, it's just...
that's a new age thing.
Okay, you know? Look, okay. Let's get to our weekend rewind.
All right, I guess he's over.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. That is... I'm not going to get into that.
Fine.
Okay, right. So I went... For those who don't know, I am a big wrestling fan. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I guess as part of growing up in Texas, because Texas is a huge wrestling state. So for the first time in a very long time, I went to my very first wrestling event. It's a local wrestling organization here called 3-2-1 Battle. And
3-2-1?
Yes, 3-2-1 Battle.
I have not heard of this one. I was going to say...
Yeah, it's at Evolve Fitness in Seattle.
That's what a Jell-O wrestling is at.
Oh, anyway, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You were talking about this.
Yeah, women. All right.
Yeah, well, this wasn't women. it was guys. And let me tell you, this was the shittiest wrestling show I've ever been to. However, I had a hell of a time because these guys gave it all they got, and that's all that fucking matters. Okay. There were only like two guys that were really in shape. The rest of them had beer bellies, like fat skinny, the skinny fat skinny guys, and
Yokozuna.
No, like I'm talking about guys who are, you know, like
Rikishi.
No, like fat skinny guys, like they're small, but like they have a lot of body fat.
Mm.
Yeah, those guys.
They would look like healthy if it
they're
was at
called
the
or they're you know, also known as dad bods.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you now. Go on.
Yeah.
Dad bods.
Yeah, dad bods.
That should be a tag team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'd sound really fierce and devastating.
The dad bod! Yeah.
If you got the dad bod going, you're done with wrestling, okay? Your career's over, pal. That's it. I mean, what are you doing here? If you're flying, you can't be flying off the top rope with a beer belly, all right?
Like
that's not how it works. Unless your name's Mick Foley,
a lot of them.
You can't do that shit. It's just ridiculous.
Mick Foley was a bad son of a bitch.
Okay,
he was. He definitely was.
But he also
started. May he rest in peace.
He also near the end of it. He's not dead. He also near the end of his career was coming to stage wearing sweatpants. So I don't know.
And a fucking dirty sock on his hand
that he pulled out of his crotch,
yeah, just to keep it warm.
So it's funny you like wrestling.
But anyway, the next show is on what's today? The 16th?
Yeah, 3/16/16. Stone cold, man. Stone
the next
cold.
Show is on the 25th. Go check it out at Evolve Fitness in Seattle and in the South Lake neighborhood. But yeah, it was. It's a very entertaining show, and it's free.
Oh!
It's free, because wrestling is technically not legal in Washington. They're still working on getting...
Neither are fish hooks, too. Wrestling and fish hooks. Either
fish
one of those
hooks
moves.
Are
yeah. mean? You can't do either of those around here.
What do you mean fish hooks?
Oh, you don't tell me you don't know what a fish hook is.
No, I know what do you mean, like, they're not legal?
That's an illegal move. You can't do that, all right?
The
it's
move
against
is
the
illegal?
Rules. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Or in wrestling in general, too, as he's saying.
I thought you meant like an ash. I was like.
They accept donations, but
so don't
I mean,
try
you get
it,
them
Marcus.
All
right.
That's what I thought you meant.
Don't even try it, pal.
I didn't know it was free, man. You should have started with that. You should have said I went to a free wrestling event. I'd be like, I'm
God.
Already in. Keep going.
And these guys who are wrestling, they're not making any money either. These
oh,
guys
just
are
doing it just because
they're completely sacrificing their body,
and
they're probably not making
exactly
any money.
What, and that's exactly why the majority of them were out of shape. And I was bigger than a lot of them. I almost jumped in that ring and showed them how
that was their dream.
Oh man, I've seen you wrestle, man. Yeah, that would have been no joke.
They got winded walking to the stage.
They had women managers. So they had women managers. So it was
were they wearing
pretty
bikinis?
Entertaining.
He doesn't
skimpy
really.
Skirts.
Skimpy. Okay. All right.
Do they have intro music?
Yeah, they had.
Oh shit!
That intro music. That. Oh, the announcer had his own intro music, and you know, they
the
did
announcer
a little,
did.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what it was?
How much of a narcissist is that guy?
Guess what? Guess what it was?
Oh, hold on.
Guess what?
Akon.
No, it is a 90s TV theme song.
Thank you for being a friend.
No.
Oh, fuck.
I that's the 80s.
TV that's a TV show. Song. That's Golden Girls.
90s.
Oh, 90s.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No. Oh, man.
I was just thinking
about you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Everywhere you look.
Full House? It's,
yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Full House, but I didn't know their song. Damn it.
Oh, because they brought it back?
Those fucking twins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you
seen? Those twins are not on the show.
No, they're not. But have you seen Jodie Sweetin?
Yes, I know who Jodie Sweetin is.
Have you seen the first episode of Fuller House? Have you seen her titties on that first episode? Oh, I'm sorry.
No comment, because...
Oh, that first episode, she got a low cut.
Oh, man, really? Doing it?
Oh, they're she's super, it? Like, they're supposed to be going out to a club to help her DJ get her groove back, so she doesn't...
Oh, my God.
So that first episode, it's like low cut, super dresses, and it's impressive.
Are all the adults supposed to be going through a midlife crisis?
No, they didn't say...
I salute Jodie Sweetin, because I don't know if y'all too knew that she had an alcohol problem.
Oh, I read her book.
Was it good?
Unsweetened?
Yeah.
She went off the rails. She was off the chain. She went crazy. Like, I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan? I'm talking about like hardcore drugs. She was in a trap house for a year.
Stop lying.
No. The book is called Unsweetened. Go read her book. She went off the chain. She like cheated on her husband like a bunch of times. She like ran off from the house, left him with the kids. She was nuts. And she is fine.
Nice. Adultery and child
kidnapping. She's been clean for 5 years, yep. Right?
That's beautiful. Yep.
That is awesome.
That is amazing.
And, I mean, when you get clean and when you decide, oh, fuck, I got to change my life around and take care of myself.
I'm just saying, put it in your Netflix shoe, Fuller House. Just check it out.
I mean, she's a gorgeous young woman.
No, everyone's hot. Just watch the show with your pants off.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it, man.
Oh, you goddamn comedians and no filters.
I'm just saying. Fuller House. That's what I'm saying. Fill her house. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, my. Anyway. Slim. I'm saying. Did you do anything this weekend?
Did I do anything? No, actually, I had to work for the first time over the weekend in a long time. And I got to say, it was just about as awful as I thought it was going to be. It came right in line. So
I went to sleep. What happened?
I didn't do anything. You don't realize how nice the weekends are until they're ripped away from you and you don't have them anymore. And then you're like, fuck, it's like a girlfriend. Like, you weren't that cool on. Then you lose her and you're like, you know what? Maybe she wasn't that bad. Maybe she wasn't that bad.
I shouldn't have argued with her about that fucking carrot stick. I didn't want it that bad. And she just let it happen. I ate all the wings. Yeah, good point.
She just wanted one bite of potatoes. She just wanted one bite. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, no,
but it's brutal, but I got a new schedule, so I'm going to have to deal with it. But you know what? You want to make it to the top in this world, you got to work some fucking weekends, all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to work some goddamn weekends. I hate to say it, but that's how it goes. But no, that was it for me on the weekend. You know what I was doing, though? I got to say, I was sucked in. I was watching the headlines. I was keeping up on all the news, you know, the Trump tube.
Oh, the political shit?
Oh, God. The whole thing, man. It was a crazy weekend. I mean, every single weekend with this bullshit seems to be crazy for one reason or another. But once again, it just got nuts. You know, they got the protesters breaking up the
Chicago.
In Chicago, you know. I had a buddy who went to a rally in St. Louis, and he said it got heated there, too.
Was St. Louis prior to Chicago? It was.
That was before,
Because they were...
Chi-Town, stand the fuck up, because if we got any listeners who are from Chicago, you live in Chicago right now, stand the fuck up, because I applaud you motherfuckers.
Really? Okay, so here's my only problem with them doing that.
What?
Here's my problem. They're kind of making it seem like, because the protest was supposed to be peaceful, and then it kind of got out of hand. And I get it.
We don't know who started it, though.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. But the problem is that it makes it look like Sanders supporters are into violence as much as Trump is promoting his people.
I'm not gonna.
He's promoting his people to defend him because he's making it seem like the Sanders supporters are attacking because they're over there. But, I mean, like, that's the only problem I have with how it's being presented.
For what it okay, one, don't let big-time media fool you. And two, if I was there, if a Trump supporter puts his fucking hands on me first, I'm going to start swinging.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, it's coming off as Sanders people are kind of coming off as, here we go, thugs. Like, it's easy to go, like, Sanders supporters are thugs because they're, you know what I'm saying?
Really? But really? You
know, yes.
And what have Trump supporters done?
Yelled.
Yelled. Called our people niggers.
Yeah.
And what?
Look, I love us. I love America. Are you
supporting Trump?
No, I'm not. But here it goes. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's a thing that we used to say growing up, and now we've turned it into this thing where, like, everyone's like, sticks and stones may break my bones, and everything's going to make me go into therapy. And I said, my problem is, like, let him say all their stupid bullshit, because I still don't think he's going to win, because I feel like that motherfucker's putting on a show.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And that has crossed my mind, too. I think, and you know, I've thought, what if he's doing this to just make the GOP look like a bunch of
idiots,
assholes? Because think about it. He is a businessman.
Yep.
If he does not get the nomination, or if he does get the nomination and loses in November, and he has to go back. He has to go back to being a businessman. Yep. He's fucked.
No, I think he'll be.
He is. If this is real, he is fucked.
No, I feel like he'll be fine. It'll be Trump vodka too, and he'll sell it to all the people who almost voted for him because they'll be like, you know what? I almost voted for this guy, and I'll buy his vodka. I feel like it's a marketing ploy. I do.
God, Trump vodka. Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That will fail too with Trump University and his casino.
But he'll make so much money off of that first year of sales.
I won't buy.
We won't.
You won't see but Trump vodka.
Everyone who went to his campaigns will totally buy his stupid shit.
You won't see Trump vodka in the music videos. Shit. You won't see that pass.
You
up.
Won't see it.
You won't see bottles of Trump vodka passed around in Trinity.
But I feel like he knows what he's doing and he's using it as a marketing thing. I don't think he expected to get as far as he has, and he's saying some shit to just get people, because he knows that these people exist. All he's doing is really just exploiting everything. He's like, look, these people still exist. Because I was like, you remember when he was younger, he was kind of like, he was really Democratic, and he was like, I would run as a Republican because I feel like these people are dumb. I feel like he's fucking with people, and he's like, I'm getting really far in this. The worst that can happen is he wins. And I said, yeah, I remember Reagan. Barely. I was, you know, well, I mean, I was born in the Reagan era. Like, I, you know, so I'm leaning, like, an actor being picked as a president has happened.
Reagan's the biggest drug dealer. Him and his wife.
Yes. Amen.
And you're Republican?
Dare to not work.
I'm sorry.
Dare
to not work. You can tell me, go fuck yourself, but yes, do your fucking research.
Yeah.
Nancy and Ronald were the original fucking trap king and queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, it's known by everybody now.
I want Fetty Wap to do that.
Listen, let me go back to the Chicago thing for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When things like that happen, it's a political rally, okay? We're supposed to be getting ideas out there. We're supposed to be promoting hope and change and all that kind of shit.
Right.
Chaos is chaos, okay? It doesn't matter who started it. It doesn't matter who's more at blame. You can't, if you're going to be part of that, you have to take some kind of responsibility. As a grown adult that makes decisions and does what grown adults do, you have to take some responsibility. I don't care who swung first. You were in that situation agitating a person who you know has an affiliation that does not line up with your own. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to take responsibility for that, and this is not how it should go. Whether it's 60-40, 75-25, it doesn't matter. This is not good for anybody. This is not how the system works, and whatever Trump says, whatever stupid shit he wants to say, he should be able to say it if those idiots want to show up and do it, you know? And you can't be getting in people's faces. You can't. It's just, it doesn't work for anybody.
What did Trump expect? He was in the home state of the president of the United States that he bashes daily.
I don't think he expected it to go that way. Like, so I don't know how it was supposed to go. Like, he just canceled it, and everyone was like, oh, they're celebrating it. And then the next day he blamed Hillary, and he was like, oh, Bernie and Hillary supporters were the reason, and blah, blah, blah. And Bernie, you know, tweeted back or whatever happened, back and forth. My only thing with how it went down was how it was presented, like you said, in the media was, oh, like, these people, like, had a riot, but they were like, oh, look at all the violence. Because the same reason with the protests in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the camera is going to present him like, look at all these people like acting like animals. And I was like, I wish it would have been a more... Well, I mean, there was like
you open the door. Yeah, you open the door to it.
You make it look like he's getting supported by a bunch of people who can't verbalize it. They have to go physically into this reaction. And that's the only problem I had with how it was presented. Like, me and you might go to a site where we go, like, and we read all the other stuff in the backstory. Like, we read about, did you see the one about the lady who's from East Germany where she does the Nazi salute?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that picture.
She moved from East Germany, and she's been here for 20-some years, and she did the Nazi salute because she's a Trump supporter. At one point, she was walking, and someone came up to her, and she got so frustrated, that was her response. A lot of his supporters are fucking racist. But that was a way where you can make it like, look, the fucking, like, you know, instead of having turning to a physical thing where, and I said, like, the first thing that happened was that guy gets elbowed, and that's where we're like, look, his people are the fucked up ones. But when it turns into this big brawl in, like, Chicago, it's going to come off as, like, oh, there we go, Chicago, the place of, like, gangs shooting each other.
So,
like,
Chirac,
all that shit's going to come up. And I was like, see?
That's the nickname for it.
Yeah, it's a nickname. I haven't seen a Spike Lee movie yet. but that's my only problem with that, with how it was presented and how it went down. Like, you're saying, like, I wish they wouldn't have turned it to a point where it turned into this big altercation where it would have been like peaceful protests and Trump supporters got mad and they're yelling all this shit, but then it just turned into they're yelling stuff, someone swung, next thing you know, there's a big deal, and like, that's gonna be the memorable moment of Trump's thing. Like, he's like, oh, look at how, and I said, like, especially the way he is. He's an idiot, but he's a rich idiot, and I feel like he can manipulate people because he used to have a fucking TV show. Like, he knows how to get us to watch his shit.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and that's why he's ahead.
That's
why he's killing it, because he's working that angle so well.
So well, and I said on the other end, we have Bernie working the other end so well, and the way the Democrats run their way, right? I don't like the superdelegate thing. I say, for you guys to be the other end of the spectrum, to have a thing where we can totally have politicians outvote what I want as a civilian is kind of bullshit. I don't like being the fact that I'm...
That's totally against the Democratic...
Right.
...state of mind.
It's so weird to know that. And, like, and again, the media is showing it like, Bernie's losing. He won 9 states.
Yeah, and you know what? On the other side, Ted Cruz has won 7. John Kasich has won 1. And according to the media, they're still in the race.
Right.
Sanders has won 9, more than both of them put together. And he and
they're like, drop out. You're losing. Terrible. And I'm like,
what the fuck? 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like how the media is presenting it. Mm-hmm. And my problem is the masses, as much as we want to have hope that they're smart. Idiocracy is slowly, like, it happened. We got outfucked.
So, yep. Someone told me, for the Democratic race, it's halftime. It's halftime, and I'm telling you, I saw a hashtag this morning. Hashtag the West is yet to come.
Well, what was that Super Bowl with the Niners and the Ravens and the fucking power went out? Like, this is the power going out right now. Like, right now we got that second half coming. Can the Niners get back?
Well, time out, but the Niners lost. The Niners ended up losing. Still end up losing.
I'm just saying, like you said, it's halftime. I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying the power's going out right
now. I'm thinking of this the past Alamo Bowl between. I know you don't watch college sports.
Oh, I remember that one. I remember
TCU
that one.
In Oregon. Oregon was up 31-0. You remember this game?
Oh, of course.
Was up 31-0 at the end of the first half. TCU came back and tied the game. And ended up winning in overtime.
Yeah, I know how that... Okay, so here's the thing. I don't watch college sports anymore. And ironically, one of the reasons is because of TCU. and it involves me playing NCAA football 2009. I made a player named Marcus Rain. He played for TCU. I had 3 comeback games. My fucking save got deleted, and I was like, all right, I'm done. So that was one reason why I stopped watching it. And the other reason is...
You blame it on a fucking video game?
No, that's one. Number two was I watched the NCAA 30 for 30 about why they don't play players. And then the reasons they don't is the most bullshit reason ever. And I was like, I can't support this anymore. That's why I can't watch this.
What is... I didn't watch that, but what
is
it?
They said if they paid a player in... If they paid their college football players and basketball players, let's say $1,000 a month, they would have to pay all of their college athletes $1,000 a month. And they can't afford that. And I was like... The women's swimming team would have to get $1,000 a month. And that's your reason. And then this dude sitting here, and he just made $30 billion off of the Alamo Bowl or the Tostitos Bowl yeah. or the whatever bowl. And you're like, you can't afford to give your players $1,000? And this dude sitting here in a fucking Italian suit that cost him at least 5 figures. And you're like, you can't afford that. You're fucking bullshit. And then I was like, oh, I get it.
It's, they can afford to give him more than $1,000 a month.
You, as a college player, you can't even be in NCAA 2009 with your name on your jersey because they'd have to pay you. EA would have to pay you money to be your, so, you know, like.
Why are they allowed to get money from EA?
Well, the NFL players just got a bunch of money from that EA, that little clause that just came out. They just got a bunch of money from that because they were, like, using your likeness. They can use who you look like. They can't use your name.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just
shit. Well, I used to play NCAA football on EA Sports.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it more than Madden.
Me too. That's why I was playing TCU. I'm fucking destroying. I'm like,
well, I used Texas Tech.
I used my player from my high school, and you get drafted in. But like, it's just that it comes off as kind of a weird dichotomy where people have, you know, like I'm gonna use a Hillary thing where people are in debt from their student loans, and then you have college players who you only get tuition to go to school. Your books aren't paid for. Your lunches is only have a certain amount of money you get where you go into it.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's a weird form of. I basically tell every time someone says like, you watching this game? Like, I don't watch NCAA sports. I do not support slavery. That's why I don't watch NCAA. I don't support it. I don't like that these guys are making millions of dollars off of endorsed bowl games and have in March Madness. These kids are playing all these fucking games. People are watching it. Where's all that money going from? The fucking sidelines have like billboards and sponsorships and advertisement. Those players see nothing. And they're like, oh, it goes back to my school. And I was like, that would be fine. But the problem is that all those students going to your school took money from the government to pay to go to the school. So it's not like the school is taking the money and going like, let's pay off some of our students don't have to pay $50,000 to go to school. It's fucked up. I don't like how NCAA is running. I don't like how our college is going. And this is why I support Feel the Burn. There. Like it, man. It just bugs me to no end, so I couldn't watch it anymore. Yeah. And I'm a Kentucky Wildcats fan. I was born in Kentucky.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh. Oh, I'm a military brat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That swings a lot. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't know, man. I just can't anymore. It's just that.
It's a huge racket, though, dude. It's a huge racket. I mean, you're right. They're killing it. These guys are making so much money, and they don't have a good reason to justify it. They don't have it. You don't have to pay the swim team the exact same you pay the football team who's making all the fucking money. But, yeah, give them something. Give them something that shows that you guys give a shit about them, and you're not just fucking using them the best years of their life, their most athletic ability that they've ever had, and just using it for your own fucking profit to make a ton of money for your shit. So you pay a coach $6-7 million a year to show up.
And a lot of them are like the top paid people, government. A lot of the top paid government employees are coaches for college teams. Like if you go look at like top paid government, it's like a college coach. Like I was going to say Pete Carroll, USC, Reggie Bush. They lost their fucking their trophies and all that shit because Reggie Bush worked at a... you can't see me do air quotes. Reggie Bush worked at a car dealership, and as a payment, they gave him a car to use, and that's why he took his Heisman Trophy and all that shit. And they're like, "You can't do that. You're a college player. You don't know how to do that." And I was like, "You fuck you." But they told Reggie Bush he can't do that. Pete Carroll lost, and Pete Carroll bounced and came to Seattle right after that. He's like, "I'm not. Nope. My legacy is I'm a fucking two-time defending NCAA championship coach. They can't take it from him. He's got an asterisk, sort of. But it was like, because how many of your players...
Man, please, he ain't got no goddamn asterisks. He won those championships.
He did!
Fair and square.
But because they're like, oh, your players might have taken some money.
That has nothing to do with the goddamn game, though.
Fucking exactly.
They're defending their shit, though, man. These guys who are making all this money.
They're making all that money.
And they're defending their shit. And they got to say, no, we got to stay on top of this. We can't let this shit slide.
We don't know other players who probably did the same shit somewhere else. But USC at the time was the biggest school making all that shit.
And like you said,
they don't fucking do it. It matters if you get caught or not. That's it.
And
And they did.
And it's like you said, it's like they get you a car. You might not even get the car when it's done. They just give it to you to drive around.
You work for us. And it was dumb. I don't like it.
It's like there needs to be some perks. So these guys are putting their lives on the line.
That's the only reason I can't, man. So I said, like, as much as I wish I could sit there and watch it, because I do. I think the fundamentals in NCAA is better. Like, the college basketball, like, watching them run a play, you're like, I can see how a play is set. Because when I watch the NBA, all bets are off. It's three players. Give them the ball. He's going to fucking score on you. But NCAA, like, set up a pick and roll, do a triangle offense, something. But after that, all bets are off. And I was like, I wish I could watch it, but I was like, I can't support you because I know you're taking my commercial. Like, I saw a commercial. Now I want to go buy Tostitos, and that's the bowl game. Mm-hmm. And now this
Scoops, probably.
You know what I'm saying? This kid from some little downtrodden Friday Night Lights town. And then they stopped college players. LeBron is going to be the last high schooler to go from high school to college to pros because he was like, I need the money now. Like, my family is that they have no money because, you know, circumstances. I don't know the whole deal, but he's literally the last player who's going to go from high school. Like, we saw the last person to ever go from. Now you have to do 1 year of Division D or what the. D-League NBA.
Oh, the D-League, yeah.
Yeah, because they need you, or you have to do 1 year of college basketball, because Carmelo was, he did that 1 year at Syracuse.
Yeah.
So, like, they made it where it's like, now you at least have to, you have to get a student loan for at least 1 year of your college sporting event career.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like, they like, implemented that. Like, it's, I don't know. NCAA is just not my jam. I'd rather talk about the NFL.
Well, dude, and think of it this way, too. Think of it this way. You're talking about the NCAA. Yeah, you look at all the student debt out there. There's a shit ton, okay? Yeah. It's one of the huge things. It's probably going to be a big issue soon. And the interest rates on the student loans are higher than anything else. Higher than anything else. They're saying that...
I can answer to that.
They're saying, basically, that investing in your future and your education... Mm-hmm. is more risky than you buying a 2014 Ford Focus that has 80,000 miles on it already. Yep. They're saying that's more, your future investing in that is much more risky than buying a car.
To school,
I mean, what a fucking slap in the face. But this is what we're supposed to be doing, though. You're supposed to get that education so you get a good job and you climb that corporate ladder. And you retire and you're comfortable.
Yep.
It's like, who's...
Yeah.
Are the people that are making all the money here, are they the ones that crafted this plan?
Yeah.
Did they all sit down and told us this is what we need to be doing?
Oh, no shit. Well, I mean, like, what is... Like you were saying, like, it became the interest thing is... It's the highest. Like, it's higher than getting a house now.
It's riskier. It's riskier for them.
Buying a house because you can't default your student loan. You can't, like, I'm going to file for bankruptcy. It does not go away. It's like, nope, it follows you. I worked for Nelnet. I worked for one of the student loans.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry.
I use Navient and Nelnet for my fucking student loans, and I can't stand either of them.
I'm so sorry.
It was right around
the crash of 2007.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Why did you bring this motherfucker over here?
I didn't know. Look, we sold some of those to Sally Mae just without you knowing it. We sent
you a letter. You know what I don't like about... You know what I don't like about both Navi and Nelnet?
No.
You know what? Because I'm on the income-based repayment plan.
Oh, yeah.
Where if the more you make, the more you have to fucking pay back per month.
Right.
And it's fucking bullshit.
If you make under a certain amount, you'd pay nothing. You know, you're not required to make a payment. and it's like an amount where it's like you basically would have to be making
minimum wage. I make a decent amount of money.
You're paying out the ass. And the problem was that someone told you, you should do this one. It's a good plan because it might help you. Instead of giving you the other two payment options.
It's great when you're broke as fuck and you don't want to pay that much. But then they get you once you start actually.
I don't want to be broke as fuck, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. See, that's another thing, too. They want to stifle your ambition just right when you start getting a little hot, you know? You get things going. Things are looking up. And it's like, okay, we're going to need a bigger cut this month.
Need some more of that.
Yeah, hey, don't get too excited over there, right?
Down there. Yeah, I know. It's
you're doing okay, but you got a lot more work to do. So, you know, don't get too aroused here. Yeah,
I worked for them, and ironically, I worked for them, and that was, I didn't have a student loan when I worked for them. I had paid for out of pocket for my first 2 years of school, and I was sitting there. What happened was, in my first couple years, I realized school's not for me. I was like, everything you're teaching me, I already know. I don't need to do this. I went out and started working on my own, right? I got out of it, met a girl who had a degree from Colorado State University as a fashion something. I don't remember what the hell it was.
Fashion merchandising.
Yes, exactly. And she kept giving me shit saying, like, you should get your degree. I got mine. Why don't you have yours? And I'm working at a lab. I'm working at a lab. And I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right, babe. I should totally do that. So now I have a $17,000 student loan because I went back and after we broke up, I was still in school. Fuck you. I was still in school. And I started working as an editor in Boulder, Colorado. And I was making like $30-something an hour.
Editor for a news station?
No, editor for an adult film company.
Oh my god!
There you go.
Wait, time out. Which one?
No, they're called 10 Star.
Did you have to edit any videos with Lisa Ann in it?
No, mostly everything. Well,
your job wasn't worth it.
Everything I dealt with was Lexington Steel.
You know who that is?
I've seen the name.
He used to be a lawyer. Okay. He's a bald black dude. He used to be a lawyer. He went to porn because he said I can make more money being a porn star than a lawyer. Yeah. So I started working at that job, and when I was working at that job, I was still going to school. But I was like, I'm making a lot of money, and I'm kind of getting tired of going to school. What kind of online options do you have? My school said, oh, tell me how much money you make. I told him, I was like, we don't have anything options available that can keep you at that kind of like money. And I was like, so what options do you have? They said, oh, you know, you should just drop out. And now I have a $17,000 student loan because I was like, oh, okay.
Your advisor told you that?
Yeah.
Your advisor told you to drop out?
Yeah. She said, you should just drop out because it doesn't make any sense for you to be making that much money and still be here. It's easier for you to leave. And
what were you majoring in?
graphic design.
You should have fucking, oh my god.
I ended up with a free laptop.
Almost broke even then, really.
Oh yeah, it was broke even. That fucking laptop's dead. I think the battery exploded.
If it was a MacBook Air, it almost broke even.
It was before the Air. It was still just a MacBook standard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So
close though.
Yeah, so now I have a student loan where I pay $150 a month because I listened to a girl, and I'm not gonna say women are evil. I didn't cry. There's no emotions in there.
Why did y'all break up?
We just grew apart, really. She was working at
Did you not hear the $17,000 that he owes now?
Well, I mean,
I didn't blame her.
Well, you grew apart.
You kidding me? That bitch is dead to me. God. I have my own debt problems, all right? I don't need your fucking help.
Well, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
$5,000 to Fred Meyer Jewelers? What the fuck is this?
You grew apart.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's
just lived together for 2 years in a house. Like, I had a house and shit. Yeah. We just grew apart. Like, I was kind of... I was playing lots of video games when I come home from work. She was...
Oh, they'd love when you do that.
No. Oh, you're sarcastic? Oh, okay, good going. I would play video games when I'm done with work. She would be off of work, and she worked at a hospital that was literally like 10 minutes away from the house. And
she caught you jerking off a couple times.
She caught me one time texting a girl I knew, no, nothing ever happened. But I just like, I talked to this girl because I knew her longer than I knew my girlfriend. And I would text that girl stuff that I didn't want to talk to my girlfriend about because she would get into these long discussions and I did not want to deal with it. So, like, I didn't want to, like, talk to her about it because it was, like, she'd be like, oh, everything, like, she would talk me up. She'd be like, everything's fine. And I'm like, no, it's not. Then the other girl would be like, straight up, like, nope, you should do this, 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 and this. My girlfriend would be like, everything's okay. And I'm like, I hate talking to you about this stuff.
You can't do that, man.
Well, now we know.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Do that.
But, like, she also still wanted to go out and club because we were, like, 24,
23, 24.
Oh, you now? Yeah, let's go dance. We're going to go dance.
Damn, I'm always the youngest fucking one here.
Probably. So,
I'm
like,
28.
You're 28? Oh, okay, yeah. So, no, she's
way younger than you.
She just wanted to keep clubbing, and I was done with it, and I would stay home and play video games. She wanted to go out and drink bottles, pop bottles with the girls, and we just literally were just like, one day we just sat on the couch and like, I'm done. And she's like, yeah, me too. And she was like, well, I think I'm gonna move back in with my mom. And I was like, okay. That's literally how it ended. I was like, all right.
So how soon was she out?
Maybe the end of the month. Like, she paid for that month. She was gonna get the entire
she was gonna get her full money's worth.
Yeah. So she's like, probably the end of that month. She got everything she had, which wasn't much. It was mostly my stuff. She, like, lived in her mom's house. She went from CSU, lived with her mom, moved in with me. Mm-hmm. So she had... I made her one of the rooms in my house. I made her a room so she can sew and shit.
Oh, a little craft room.
For her birthday.
A little craft room? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
How long were y'all together?
2 years, man.
Damn.
Like, we met in the Super Bowl with... the Patriots versus Carolina... 2004. That's 2004? Yeah. Yeah. No. That's too soon. Oh, man. I'm trying to think what Super Bowl it was. 2010. One of the Patriots Super Bowls.
Patriots and Giants?
That was the first one, I think.
Was it the Patriots and Giants?
No, it was the first one.
Well,
no, it wasn't the first one. It might have been later because I was 2010. I feel like it was 2010. It had to be 5 years
ago. Well,
6 years ago now. Shit.
The rise of Tom Brady.
Why didn't you stay in Colorado for that editor job? You added fucking.
Oh, they let me go because they got bought by Hustler.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking Larry Flint.
Yeah, and Hustler only wanted our online division, and I was hotel ops. I was anything you go to a hotel for that was single X or double X, that was me. So I edited. I would have to remove anal pop shots, all that shit. I had to like take it out.
So wait,
they removed those?
So you edited the videos that would be shown on like Showtime and Cinemax's software.
Kind of. Well, like, no, if you were in a
because I know the ones that are on HBO, Showtime and Cinemax, they're cool and all.
It's called softcore.
Yeah, yeah. Softcore. They're cool and all, but like it's not as graphic.
So my answer to you is yes, that's what it was, but I was like, if you went to you remember like now hotels don't have those packages anymore, but cuz now you have internet. But it used to be if you go to a hotel and you didn't want, like, I want to watch Groupie Gangbang 7, but I don't want to watch the full hardcore one because the other one's cheaper. There was like an X. There was like Playboy what? X.
The money level depends on the amount of penetration.
See, fuck yeah, single X is cheaper
than double X, and then it was triple X.
Oh my
God. So I was the person who made it into. So it would be the same movie, but my movies had to be an hour and a half long. But I would be cutting out anything that was involving a booty hole or a pop shot or certain words couldn't be used on certain, like, you couldn't even mention that you were going to do anything to anybody's butt. You'd be like, so I was cutting that stuff out.
That's the best part of anal is just talking about ass sex.
I couldn't even allow anything anal. So what was weird was that near the end of my job there, because I was there for a year, near the end of that job, they started getting more content that was, it was homosexual, like, content. And I still had to cut up anal stuff. It was weird. I was sitting like, how do I? It was mostly blowjobs. And I was like, oh, this is, no one's going to order this fucking shit. Like, it made no sense to me. But yeah, so they got bought by Hustler. I had to go interview with our new, I don't know what he was, CFO? And he was a Cobra. So I tried to bond with him over cars. Because he had like, he liked Cobras, like Shelby Cobras, not like. So I try to bond with him over Cobras, like, oh yeah, that the 427. I like that VA. It's cool that you had that body of, yeah. Fired me like 3 days later because my department was useless because Hustler already had their own hotel department. They only wanted our online division because we had like this weird UFC battle bang thing.
What?
It was called Battle of the Gods. It was two men. And nothing but jock straps would fight each other Greco-Roman wrestling style. The guy who pinned the other guy would get... The loser would have to fuck the ugly girl.
Oh, it was for who you got to bang?
It was for who you had to bang.
Oh, my God.
So then, I don't know if you know what kink...
That would be
kink.
Quite the battle. Battle to the death.
Do any of you guys know what kink.com is?
Kink. So, no.
So kink.com is the place in San Francisco where they're an adult studio company where they bought an old castle thing in California. So they had one called, I think theirs was called Battle Bang. And theirs was two women would fight each other and the loser would put on a strap on. No, the loser would be, would basically get fucked by the winner. But because the winner would put on a strap on and fuck the loser. And I was like, that's a way better idea than ours. And that site is kicking our ass. And I was like, they fired me to buy this thing that's not even as good as this other competition thing. It was weird. But yeah, so that's why my girlfriend broke up with me was,
You're the loser got is the one that got fucked though.
The loser got fucked.
Oh,
I almost feel like that's you're but really the winner women. At that point.
It's two women. I feel
yeah,
like,
it's gonna be a little weird for everybody. But if it's gonna be weird for you, might as well get a little something out of it.
I mean,
the one that's just doing the banging doesn't really get anything there.
This is the true story.
I don't know.
This is a true story.
I think a lot of those girls took a flop. The ones that lost, they decided they just wanted to get it.
I'm going
to
advise you. They receive, do have like screener trailers on their website where you can watch like the entire video cut down to a 2-minute clip where you're like, that girl clearly let herself loose because she clearly was like, she's frustrated. And she's like, I'm not going to pin this other girl.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I feel like we got too far down this porn.
Well, that's what happens. You get a couple of straight guys in a room talking about naked chicks.
I want to talk about U2's favorite quarterback now being able to dump his load into Sierra.
Oh, my God. How dare you? How dare you,
Marcus?
You
are never coming back on this show again. You're never coming back on this show again.
You can't talk about him like that, all right? He's our favorite.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. Did you guys see the picture of him?
The one on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was so romantic.
That is such a quarterback.
It was so romantic.
That's such a quarterback. He's so like, let me just...
How do we start talking about porn? How?
Oh, you guys asked me how did I get fired?
Yeah, because we were asking him about
like,
his
what
shit.
Kind of, yeah, that was just my job. Yeah, literally that was my job.
Jeez, man, you went forever on that shit. You got
my bad.
You just got to learn to...
That's the only reason. Yeah. But yeah, no. So, I mean, I was talking about
what
Russell.
What do you think,
Wilson.
Though? Yeah, what's up with...
With Russ. What's up with your danger, huh? Russ?
Let's hear what you got to say over there, big guy.
About what?
About Russ and Sierra, the big Russell's, news.
Russell Wilson and Sierra.
Yeah.
Hey, so, by the way, hey, Russell, Sierra, if you do listen to the show, congratulations. Even though, Sierra, I know you're counting down to a certain event that happens after a reception between the bride and the groom, because I know you've been waiting ever since. I know. Well, what usually happens on the honeymoon?
That dude, he's gonna be dropping bombs on her. He's gonna drop back past shotgun.
Look! We all know. We all know that Sierra is waiting for the night.
Her name starts with a C. She's gonna be his center.
Oh my God! this guy's a piece of work.
Ready,
Slim.
Down, hut. That's how he's gonna be doing the entire time.
The hard count.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking Tecmo Bowl.
Oh man, our quarterback.
That's your quarterback, man.
I mean, me and Slim's quarterback.
Yeah, that's your quarterback, man.
Me and Slim's quarterback got engaged to R&B singer Sierra.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because my favorite part of the playoffs this past season was the fact that Carolina played the Future album before the game started. That was beautiful to me.
What's that, her ex?
Yeah, that's the Future one that's baby daddy.
Buckets of commas.
Baby daddy?
Buckets of commas.
Yeah, baby daddy, yes.
Buckets of commas.
Yeah, that guy has
they played his entire album before the game started against the Seahawks.
That's fucked up.
It was beautiful.
That's fucked up.
I made a meme about it, and it fucking got hits. I was like, yeah. It says play that new Future album 31-0 at halftime.
Hey, hear about that one time? Hear about that one time that Future was at the movie theaters and he asked for a Sprite, but they gave him a Sierra Mist.
Oh no! Oh, man, he's still heartbroken about that.
Fuck Future.
Here's my thing about Sierra, though. I feel like she must have amazing vaginal control. You got this former rapper just sitting there like, he's still arguing. Like, when he saw the Russ and Sierra beach photo, like, his next image was him, like, he blocked his face with, like, stacks of money. And I was like, you're still butthurt about this? Like, let it go, Future. Like,
because you know why he's fucking some commas?
Yeah, right? But I mean, like, his response was like, look at all the money I have. And I was like, yeah. I think Russ is still making more money than you.
Yeah, yeah. You're cool, though, man. Wait, nice job.
But the fact that Russ is like, yeah, I gotta lock this down right now. She's got to be doing something amazing.
Yeah. Well, but they're not even supposed to be fucking, though. Like, at this point, I mean, I'm right there with you, man. Are you kidding me? Like, you're not going to at least taste the frosting on that cake a little bit before you...
I don't know. I feel like at some point they might have, like, a little thing where she's like, he just stood at the edge of the bed, just pants off, and she's just laying in the bed, and he's like, can I just sniff it? Like, I don't know what Russ did at some point, yeah, but I know at some point he's like, he's like, look, I mean, how do I lock this down, like, right now?
Yeah. Dude, but what's this guy's deal, though? I mean... Didn't he get divorced like a year ago?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't it like 1 year ago when it was official? And now you're going to get married? Like, what? Why is this guy got to go head over heels every time? I thought he
came from a really religious background, though. So I thought his thing was all like date.
Well, then. That's probably what it is.
Did you hear what Russell Wilson's ex-wife did on Instagram?
No.
She was posing on...
Yes.
She was posing on Instagram with her with the original wedding ring that Russell Wilson gave her, and apparently that's bigger than Sierra's engagement ring.
Oh yeah, because that's the main way to show your love for a woman is the size of the ring that she puts on.
Dug
that's
up by how 9-year-old you really African children.
Yeah, yeah, he lost limbs. Yeah, that's how you really show love. Man. It's signed by the De Beers Corporation. Gives a fuck about the goddamn ring.
Those commercials work, man.
I just don't get why this guy is just—he's jumping right in again. 1 year, like you don't even know somebody until you at least hit the 18-month mark with them. Like there's some kind of chemical that goes in their brain, yeah. And they just stop giving a shit, and they just completely show everything that they've been kind of hiding for the last year or so.
Like, do I want to do this? I want to lock this down.
I mean, and he's got so much at stake here. There's so much on the line and shit.
But what
you know?
If he wins, though? If you would you change your tune if he starts winning, if you'd be like, oh, thank God, that Sierra pussy we got a champion on our hands.
You were wrong a year ago about this, but okay. Now you've completely come around and you got it again. I mean, listen, like I said, he's got a lot more to lose this time around. I don't know anything about her. I don't know what she's like. She's probably got some super head or something going on. And you're like, holy shit, and she's famous.
She's got her own money
and she's got a paycheck. Yeah. Helps, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it, but I just feel like it's I think that's just a hasty move at any time when you're going to get married to somebody after 1 year. Come on.
I didn't know you had to have a fucking timeline or have to be dating certain amount of time.
He's already got divorced.
It's 2 years.
He's already shows he sucks at picking people to stay with for the rest of his life.
My God! One fucking person, really?
I don't know if that's one true. Fucking person.
She was with him before he was famous. You tell me they couldn't bury whatever beef or the hatchet was going on.
One fucking person, and all of a sudden he doesn't know how to. Pick the right woman.
I don't know.
I just think that
I know that 2 years.
You can't say that getting
divorced
is not somewhat of a mistake.
I was told 2 years in, like most girls get the itch. Like, why aren't you asking me to marry you right now? Like 2 years into it. So when you say like 18 months, that's what I heard. Like my girlfriend asked me like a couple into it, and I was like, I don't know.
She asked you what the fuck?
No, she didn't ask. She didn't like get on one knee. I'm saying like she was asking like she was like, what's up with your thoughts about getting married or something? And I was like. That seems expensive. That was my response. But you know,
you're
what I'm saying?
So black.
I wish it would have been. I wish that would have been your
you're
response.
You're so black.
In my head, I was like, oh, you know, I don't know if we're ready right now. You know, like, yeah. So I mean, like 2 years
or ever.
Yeah, or ever. I don't know. It seems expensive.
Yeah. No, it's like you get all this unnecessary stuff involved. You get these contracts, you get the lawyers potentially, you know, you spend all this money on a wedding and it's.
You don't want the government in your relationship?
It's like, that's something you should only do one fucking time, okay? I know people they just jump the gun, they get too excited, you fall in love, you hang out with somebody for a year and it's great, but the whole thing just doesn't even make sense to me unless you want to have children with somebody. I mean,
Russell doesn't have any children.
No.
Well, not yet. I'm
Sierra
sure he'll
does,
want to pop one out pretty
Sierra.
Soon.
Oh, gosh. I'm...
She got that future baby.
Future, some of that future knowledge there. God, that guy is...
Future's a fucking character, man.
Hold on, but Future didn't cry, though. He didn't get all emotional.
He is such a fucking... I don't understand him. Why is he so hooked on Sierra? I mean...
Because dude's... Well, you know, he couldn't cry about it.
He's fucking insecure, dude. Cry about it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you were talking about this earlier. You were talking about emotions and shit. Emotions. And,
like, he really couldn't. Like, we're literally like, saying, like, you can't. Like,
I mean,
couldn't.
He's showing it, but it's not. He's
that's
not
right. I was going on that good cushion alcohol.
He can't call that bitch no more, though.
No, he can't, man. I don't know.
That number's disconnected.
So, I mean.
But he's going to be fucking some commas. Fuckers are commas.
I just think that is the only fuckers song I try to do, like. Otherwise, his entire, like, Purple Rain album's terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I'm not a Future fan. He's not my...
No, he's not my jam. I don't like
he's
that.
He's not my flavor of the week.
What is it called? Is it called trap rap? What is it called? That
trap. Slurred it's lean? Trap. Is it's trap. Trap? It's trap.
It's just that lean talk where they're kind of mumbly.
The only trap music I like is T.I.
Is he considered trap?
He's
trap music.
He's an original artist.
He had an album called Trap Music.
Yeah. That nerve, yeah.
I wouldn't consider him trap because I know what he's saying, but I also T.I.'s. T.I. has, you know, he has like two diplomas or some shit.
No shit.
Most rappers have like, Lil Wayne has two diplomas. Like, most rappers have like diplomas and they went to school. They have like, a lot of them have like, and you're like, oh, these dudes are smart. Are they tricking us?
Wait, time out.
Lil Wayne has two.
He
has like a communication one.
No, he took classes at U of H and then he left.
I thought he graduated with
something. No.
You sure?
He didn't. Yes, I'm sure.
I remember him a cash.
I remember because I used to live in Texas and
you were down
and
there.
Yeah, I would know. Yeah.
Okay.
God, I wish I spoke Ebonics because I didn't understand a word of what the two of you fucks just said there.
Oh, that was,
what?
Oh, my bad,
for
man.
5 minutes.
You don't know what University, I'm sorry, U of H means University of Houston.
I'm talking trap.
He's a cougar.
And
he's a former cougar.
All that kind of, oh, man. I don't know. It's it's ridiculous.
You racist son of a bitch.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Come on.
Future.
Fucking Ebonics.
You can tell how much talent a rapper has by how much he uses autotune. And the more he auto-tunes, the less talent he has. And Future is all about that auto-tune.
Even though, no, there's one artist I think that is an exception to what Slim just... T-Pain.
I was gonna say T-Pain is the reason that exists.
He was just the one who started it.
Yeah, he's the one who started that shit.
Yeah, but...
But he can sing without auto-tune, which is the weird part.
I could put you in a log cabin. Yeah, so why are you doing
that? I mean,
somewhere in Aspen.
It makes you sound like you can sing. My problem with T-Pain is that he can sing, and that's what the problem is that it's like, you can sing, why do you have this? But even Usher has used auto-tune, and you're like, but I've heard you sing without it, why do you have it? I don't know.
Put you in the
I don't know.
It's just ridiculous.
I think it's just the thing where people are like, yeah, it makes me sound cool.
I don't know. No, it doesn't sound cool. You sound like a fucking robot, all right? And the only robot music that's allowed is EDM, all right? It's like Skrillex. That's it.
And Skrillex now...
You're being fucking biased. That's what you're
saying. Skrillex now does...
In corner of the market.
Literally, Skrillex has a song with Kanye on The Life of Pablo. Skrillex is with him. Yeah, you're right. And now they're like, hey, Skrillex, come on, EDM me.
Yeah, that's the only robot music out there, right? I mean, half of Skrillex's songs... sound like a fight scene from Transformers. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's taken over.
You know what?
Taken over.
You know what music used to get me fucking hyped? Fucking Dirty South music in the mid 2000s.
I was saying, I said like,
get on my level.
I said No Limit and fucking
not No Limit. No, I'm talking about Little John. Well, the Kings, his Kings of Clunk
Dungeon
days.
Family.
Trillville. Trillville. That's Little Scrappy. Mean,
that's all the
you
same time.
You can get crunk in the club.
That's all the same time. We're talking about the same music.
Yeah. In the club.
We're talking about like after Uncle Luke. Right after Master P and No Limit.
I swear, get an Uncle Luke album, you might as well get a porno. Because fuck, he was so dirty.
His music was only played in strip clubs.
I know. That pussy good, scar.
That
pussy,
yeah, all that.
Pussy good.
Yeah,
fucking me so horny, Luke.
Yep. So horny. Yeah, hell yeah. That was all his jam, man. Man, I forgot about all that stuff. Yeah, I kind of miss it. The gold chains and the make them say,
The mess was that album cover he had where he had the four finger ring and you kind of you twisted it and the ring was moving.
There's a documentary about the people that make the covers for the old, like, that era of music. There's like a documentary. It's like,
they all look like fucking bootleg covers.
Yeah, but they was like, that's what this company did. It was like, we just put like gold stuff on it and we like Photoshop stuff into it. And they started off as a little tiny company. And that's all I did was make the album covers look like that.
What's your favorite album cover?
Of that era?
No, just all time.
Oh, hold on, it's gonna get weird. I'm still a black person, but that Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell album, it's a cool album cover. have you seen it? It's fucking amazing.
Slim?
I was always a big fan of Doggy Style. It was the cartoon.
Cartoon. He's trying to get some booty.
Yeah. I was always just a fan, as a kid, and it was like a cartoonesque type deal. So
mine is Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP, the first one.
The cartoon, the crayon.
No,
writing?
No.
Shady.
Where he's that's laying Slim in the alley.
No. Well,
that's the theater one.
There was two. I'm sorry. There was two. I like the one where he's sitting on the porch on his childhood home.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one. It's like grainy looking. Looks like South. Yeah,
I just like that album. That's my favorite rap album of all time. That
was your favorite album?
Yeah. The reason is where I grew up. Like I grew up in
D12
white America. I grew up in a white neighborhood. A white racist. And that album got me through some
did
shit.
Did you grow up in Dillon, Texas from Friday Night Lights?
The high school I went to, the mascot were the Rebels. The school flag was a Confederate flag, and our fight song was Dixie.
That was my middle school. My middle school was the South Rebels.
Went to South. I forgot. School. Colorado has some conservative parts.
We can get a little sketch. We can get a little sketchy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a battleground state out there.
Yeah, now that school is called the Lobos. They had us vote to change our school from the Rebels to the Lobos. So we went
go from the biggest minority to the second biggest minority.
Wow.
Yeah, Spanish for
Wolf.
Hey,
there was a lot of rebels after the war
Spanish
was done.
Spanish for Wolf. We were like, all right.
There was still a lot of rebels after that war was finished.
But no, Marshall Mathers LP is my favorite album. Man, I just like it. It's a dark horrorcore album, and that album cover just sets the tone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Section 80, Kendrick really Lamar loves, is my favorite.
Name. I love Eminem.
He loves Slim Shady.
I love
Slim.
I mean, I like him too, but I said, like, what was weird to me listening to Slim Shady's album growing up was it was a lot of, like, drugs I did not know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It was so informative, you know, and the beats were great.
I didn't know what Vicodin, Amoxicillin. Yeah.
Nope.
I didn't know what that shit was until I grew up
in like a mixed area of, so Aurora was like, it was like Hispanic, black and white. There was nobody who was Asian. Like the girlfriend I was talking about was Asian, but she did not
grow God up damn, what's up with you two and Asians? What's up with you two and Asian? Well, no, and if you're Asian, I'm not racist, but damn, man, is that how y'all two met?
Some of them hate their fathers.
Oh, okay. You son of a bitch.
I'm just saying.
You son of a bitch.
To get
bitch.
Back at dad, you know, you just be like, yep. Hey, here you comes this person who's clearly not from our culture. And like, Swati Ka.
Son of a bitch.
I know some Thai, like Swati Ka, Krumtip. I know it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I've been working down on University Way.
Uh-huh.
Working at the 7-Eleven there. And I got a little booth by the window. All I've been doing all week is just standing by that window. Just looking out the window, super creepy, like for all day long. And I had a bunch of little Asian girls walking by, dude. They're all over the place down there. It's crazy. Yeah. It's they're like almost not even a minority. I don't think.
No, not it, there.
They're it's at least 45%.
Well, I was going to say 45%. They were the third or the second.
Dude, I don't know. It's up there though, but there's a ton of them. They're everywhere.
And let me be fair. I don't choose the Asian lifestyle. All right, I don't discriminate anything. It just happens to be that those women are a it's easier to fish for you know
what
there's plenty of fish in the sea.
I've been just using that app.
I thought you were done with online dating.
No, but me, I am. I know, speaking for my man over here.
Oh.
Do you use it?
I
am on Tinder, but not for actually dating. It's kind of useless. It's more so of a game, and it's kind of... Sometimes you get a game? Yeah.
The fuck you mean a game?
It's literally like a game? Swipe, like, oh, so they match, and you can just, like, you just end up with someone you can talk to.
So you do use it for dating?
No, I don't date any of these girls. I just talk to them. Because most of them,
dude, you're fucking weird.
I'm not interested in any of them. I'd rather meet a girl in real life because the stupid app is. I don't know if you've seen Tinder lately. It's mostly
girls. Don't use Tinder.
Okay.
I mean, so
I didn't. I recently had to re-up my Facebook because I didn't have one for a year. And when I got on there, and then people were like Tinder. And I was like, let me look at this stupid thing because I didn't have it. And it's a bunch of girls like, you have to be over 5'9", 5'8", blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is this? And everyone was like, oh, women are on there are kind of discriminatory against guys on a certain heights. So I was like, oh, so as a comedian, I'm like, well, let's see how much chaos I can cause in this. So my description on my Tinder is like,
oh, God.
Do you hate your father? Good. I'm just like him, but darker. I put heights of like the top men actors. They're all under these ages that are under these heights. These women are like, I need you to be this tall. Like, you would want to fuck Johnny Depp? Oh, good luck. He's this height. Stupid. Like, most of the women on there, but now there's a new one that just came out where the women have to message the men first. And I've been considering landing on that one. Because it's like Bumble. Bumble.
Yeah, I guess.
I've been considering that one because women have to. Because I was like, my issue with Tinder is I still, even if we match, I'm still going to be like, hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
And not only can you just say hi, you have to come up with something creative.
You got to come up with something creative, because otherwise...
It's got to be creative. It's got to be original. Yeah, she's got a fucking shit ton of people who are helicoptering the dick right in front of her, trying to get all in her shit.
So that other app...
This is a true story.
Uh-oh.
It's fucking... It's... I don't know. It's just... Yeah, it's so unnatural, though. And again, you got to come with, like, the most clever thing ever, or they're like, I'm done with you.
Next.
Oh, you just asked how I
was. That's why I always thought online dating is just bullshit.
It is.
It's just unnatural.
It's unnatural, but it's also... It's as much as women go, like, I need to be able to scan through the men that are talking to me because I don't know who might be a rapist or attack me or something. The problem I have is that women in... Especially this society, the way we've turned it, they get dicks thrown at them from the age of 12.
Every single day,
dicks is just thrown at them. As a guy.
Oh my God, this is getting awkward.
I don't know how many dicks get thrown at you, but it shouldn't be that awkward. Like as a guy, you how many times do you usually just get like a girl just come out of you? But it's still like weird to be the Sadie Hawkins dance. Like basically. That's what it is. Like, it's like Sadie Hawkins, as much as women want equality, they don't want equality. They still want you to make the first move.
Well,
they don't want, I don't know I don't know where that's at.
Anymore. I mean, I'm still online
there,
dating.
There are women out there who will break the ice first.
On online dating? We're talking about there online is. Dating. There's I'm not talking about real life. Though. I'm saying in real life, it's way easier as a guy because girl can get my inflection. She can see how I'm presenting myself.
Mm-hmm.
Online, it is the fucking Wild West, but the problem is that I still have to be the person to initiate it, which is why that new app...
It's kind of bothersome.
It's bothersome, and
you got a lot of girls, too, that aren't taking it seriously. And they're just kind of fucking... They just
want to
see...
They're using it as a game.
They just want to see who they match with, and then they don't want to say a word to you. Nope. They have nothing to say to you at all.
Me as a guy, I said, I'm kind of using it that way, too.
You match with them, and they say, oh, I knew that guy thought I was hot.
I think you two just got... I think you two just got butthurt too much. On Tinder, on online dating.
No, I told you, I don't use it to date. I don't use it to date. I meet people in real life.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I mean, what are you going to get out of the online thing? You know, what are you really going to get? How many people find somebody on Tinder and hang out and do whatever and have your fun?
Right.
But it actually ends up turning into something serious.
It doesn't turn into anything serious. Rarely.
10%?
Rarely.
8%? 5%?
You could be pushing it, but I mean...
5%?
Like, but I don't know. I haven't done a survey. Like, I'm just now reading that Aziz Ansari...
You haven't done a survey?
No, but Aziz Ansari, I'm reading his book, Modern Romance, where he talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically talking about how, like, when people came to his comedy shows, he would have you come up on stage and he would read your messages to see how it's going. And everything he's saying in this book is pretty much from the guy's perspective, but from a large crowd audience of his national tour, and it comes off as women are kind of weird. The texting thing is terrible for men because we can't get our point across well because women read it in their head, and we all know their brain is a bunch of wires. And what was that guy? No, no, it doesn't get sexist. As a man, I don't know if you've ever seen that video of that guy who says, like, as a man, my brain works where everything's in a box. I got my car box over here. I got my sports box over there. None of the boxes touch. And then he goes, and women's brains, it's all wires. Everything connects. Women, my friends, my kids, my family, all that connects. Everything, and it's all based on emotions.
Yeah.
And the problem is that women read in their head. So if I go, like, hi, too many whys can mean, like, this dude wants to fuck me. Too few whys mean this guy's really not interested. He's just, like, sending out stuff. Just the right amount of whys. She's like, oh, but she's also just as vain as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, women are just as vain as men, but, like, they I don't know. I feel like they can't present themselves as well. They feel like they can't. Because if a girl's like, I just want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a
dude. Depends on how old she is, though, when she's saying that. She's a young girl, that's a big problem. Then. Right. If she's, you know, if she she's shouldn't be giving old, up that easy. Like,
yeah.
But if she's getting up there, a lot of times, you know, they got to just be clear and they just come straight with it. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Hey, listen, this is what I want
to
do, okay?
So I don't use the app to actually date. I'd rather meet someone in person. And I go to bars and I meet people at places outside of it. It's easier for me.
I will say, though, that you're wasting your time even talking to any of these people on Tinder if you're not trying to...
Because
if you're not trying to... If you're not trying to at least fuck them, then you're not trying to do anything towards a relationship with them.
No, I'm trying to gain information.
Jeez, you sound like a creepy motherfucker.
What are these girls?
What are you trying to gain information for?
Well, what are they going to give you? Because
women are still people, and if I can talk to them online, if you can get any insight on the opposite gender, why not?
Okay, so these are like your spies, basically?
Oh, yeah. Women are chatty as shit, man. They will tell you whatever you want. Hey, like, I took this girl out, because a lot of them just want to talk. Women just want to talk, and sometimes they're bad at getting friends. So you can be like... Hey, I'm trying to talk to this girl, and she'd be like, oh, that's cool, like that. And sometimes they get a little jealous. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, why don't you take me on a date? I'm like, oh, well, I'm talking to this girl right now, but, you know, you're the one here. So I'm trying to take this girl to this place. Like, you ever heard of this place? Oh, yeah, it's really cool. Okay, cool. Like, thank you for the review. I can be just as, you know what I'm saying? You can be just as dicky as some of these women are to men. You can do the same shit to them, and some of them do not like it, and they take it as, like, an opportunity to be like, I might want to fuck them. But I don't give shits.
Yeah,
because I can meet a girl in a bar or in a club or somewhere, and it's usually tenfold easier. I've met girls at grocery stores. It's fucking easy. Women aren't as much as they think they're smart. It's like all you have to do is figure out like where's my end.
Wow, it's a little bit sexist, don't you think?
Maybe.
Jeez.
At least I saw you think about it. At least I appreciate that.
Like it might come off as sexist, but I was like, it's sexist because it works. Maybe. Yeah.
They do, though. You're right, man. They are very chatty. Yeah. A lot of times they just want to do the messaging. You know, it's very safe. It's easy. It's no strings attached. You know, they don't look at it as an investment because they're big on investments. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew this. They hate math, but they're not big on it. They don't want to invest, though. Well, don't want to invest their heart.
Horrible, man.
No, if you get three women in a room and they're all talking to each other, there's a word for it. That's the point where I was like, when the fact that we made a word for what happens when a bunch of women get into a group and start talking, there's a word for it. Commiseration. That word is, if you look up the word commiseration, it means to discuss a topic and not have a solution, but to just talk about it. That's what the word commiseration is. That's what women do. They just talk. No one has a solution. That's what women do. And I was like, okay, fine. Yeah. I can do that. I can talk to you and not have a solution to anything. What's your problem? Oh, you know, I had a bad day. Oh, that sucks. Oh, it's so terrible.
Yeah. A lot of times they don't want a solution.
What about they're thinking the same thing about you?
I don't care. They're not fucking me already. What's the worst ever? They're still not going to fuck me.
They're going to keep not fucking you.
Not fucking me. I can say whatever I want. She can say whatever she wants. Who cares? Right? It's the same conclusion.
I like it, man. Got to say, I kind of like it. You've kind of broken down the barrier, you know?
It works because there are, like you said, there are women who just want to bang. There are women who want to actually have a relationship. There are some who are just like having fun.
But a lot just want to, they just want to send some messages. They want to have a pen pal.
Yep.
You know, somebody to share some things with and then kick you to the curb.
They want a male's perspective on the same topic because the girlfriends told them something and it was like, oh, what do you mean they told you the don't touch his balls. I don't know. Like, I can give her, like, the inside on the other side, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I like your angle there, Marcus. I love it. Not bad, man.
Yeah.
No, you're right, though. It's just line of communication, though. The better the line of communication, the better odds somebody who is in control of their words, knows is well-spoken, right. knows how to speak, knows how to communicate with people, yep. you're going to have an advantage.
Yep.
And why not utilize that advantage and take full advantage of saying the word advantage too many times?
It's just study.
Yeah.
Just
no, study. Yeah, exactly. You just... You, the better the line of communication, the better your odds yep. are, especially as a guy,
yeah.
because you're always in the game as long as you're smooth yeah. and you know what you're talking about, and you can keep a girl interested and intrigued and a little mysterious, you know, wondering where you're at.
Yeah. In conclusion,
it's always going
to
work.
The best date to take a girl on is still baseball. A baseball game, best date. There's no time limit. It's a quiet sport. If she actually gives a shit, you can explain it to her. You can just walk around the stadium. That's the best date. Everyone just write that down.
Jeez.
That's true.
Baseball game. And the tickets are usually cheap, especially if you live in Seattle where the
Mariners
aren't very
good. When your Mariners you're rooting for, just talk to the scalpers. You get them for below face value.
Yeah, right? $30. You got two tickets.
Yeah, just come in and spend some money on something, would you, please? Please?
Oh, man.
He breathes so deeply into the mic. He's like, God damn, y'all gonna give me fucking hate mail and shit.
Oh, we're gonna have a Mariners episode coming up here in a few weeks. So a little teaser for you guys. Yeah. So we got a little special surprise for you, but we'll get to that later. But fucking A, guys, this has been a good time, but I think we're running a little late here. We might have to wrap this thing up.
Yes.
I think...
Mark is here, fucking...
I think our listeners here, their workout's about done, and...
Fucking went
all right. No, yeah, we're doing pretty good, but hey, listen, guys, we appreciate you listening here. Marcus, it's been a pleasure having you. This has been quite the chat with you guys. I got to say, this is the first time that I have been the minority. And I got to say, it's not that bad. I don't know what you guys are bitching about, all right?
Oh, you know, you get some perks, you know.
I feel cool and I feel like hip, you know, like people want to know what I'm thinking.
This is what we present, that's all. We present.
No, you guys do it better than me. I'll give you that. But no,
do you feel uncomfortable that there's two black men in your house?
I enjoy it, actually. Yeah, I feel
when
like
I leave,
is,
I'm going to grab as many things as I can or shine.
I feel like this is an accomplishment for myself, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I almost feel like I have a cool, you know, personality and people like to hang out with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it took me forever to get a half black friend. God, and now I got two full ones here. This is beautiful.
Halfway, like, I'm halfway there. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I'm coming up here. But hey, thanks for listening to us, though, you guys. We appreciate it. You guys are new listeners. We appreciate you guys coming along. You know, we don't advertise. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. So it's just word of mouth. So if you guys listen and you enjoyed it, do us a favor and tell a friend here. And, you know, if you guys liked hearing Marcus and his porn editing career that he's been into, hit us up, you guys, and let us know, and we'll have him back.
At spiralinfinity.com.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you're never going to hear from him again on this podcast, all right?
That's my Twitter, at spiralinfinity.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Earful in Emerald City, and make sure you follow us on Twitter, Earful in E-City.
For Shoddy, I'm Slim, and Marcus Netters. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week. Peace out.
We out.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.